the choices that the church makes this time of year for the Gospels is quite amazing. But they're all about our Lord's love and his generosity. Our Lord multiplied food at least once, probably twice, maybe many times, but as recorded, two occasions are recorded. And this is one of them. Now, the first reading is telling us about love and the discipline of love. You know, it's not a sentiment, it's a will. And it's a will to do good to others. The problem is that costs. It costs to love. Now, look at this one here. His heart was moved. In our text, they just get out of the boat. And our Lord sees this big crowd waiting for him. And his heart was moved with pity, the text says. He's moved with compassion for them. Because they're like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. They need to know. They loved to listen to him. Because he talked about the Father. He talked about love. He talked about what they should do to straighten out their lives. He didn't just talk about the law. And they loved to hear. And it was clear that he knew what he was talking about. This man is telling us what's true. And this is who God really is. And then he shows them. First, you know, the disciples come up to him. You know, look, this is really nice, Jesus, you know, that you're talking and teaching all these people, but let's get real. You know, they got to eat. Origen, one of the great fathers of the church, puts a line in our Lord's mouth that's not in the text, but it's beautiful. He says, do you really think they're going to get something away from me that they can't get with me? The disciples are so great. And they think, well, you know, teaching is nice, but now they got to eat, so send them away. Disciples don't change much, do we? He said, no, give them something yourselves. Puts the challenge right back on them. Doesn't he do that to us? Oh, Lord, take care of the poor. Take care of yourself. Give of your goods. You know, help. Doesn't he do that? And so he multiplied food. That, evidently, I've never done it. But I know people who have. The most outstanding example is Father Rick Thomas. He multiplied food. Oh, he didn't multiply it. The Lord did. Lots for him. It happens, started one Christmas Eve when he started working. In Juarez, Mexico, with the people who were so poor that they lived by picking over the garbage. That's how they lived. And it was Christmas Day. And of course, they didn't know one day from another. They had no idea what day it was. And he said, I've got to find them food. So he figured there might be, 150 of them there. So he bought, you know, some bread and some meat and a whole bunch of stuff, and put it in his pickup truck and went over there. And there were about 300 people there. He just said, well, we'll do what we can and, you know, explain to the others we don't have any more. He gave out food, and there was plenty for everybody. Now, I don't know how many times that happened in Rick's life. Something like 15 or 20, or maybe more. I know a friend of mine, a very fine theologian, René Laurentin, went down, he wrote a little book about, an article, I guess, about him. He was there, he watched it. Once Rick said, I'm going to get it on TV so people can see for themselves. Of course, the Lord didn't do anything. You know, he doesn't want to be a TV star. So the multiplication is something the Lord does lots because he loves the poor. And so he did it, you see? Now, they're all sitting down. And now you see that the Lord has something else in mind here. He is now going to prophesy about how he is going to care for his people until the end of time. The Eucharist. And so, the Gospels are so careful in the way they describe our Lord's gestures. He took the 5 loaves, blessed them, broke them, and gave them. Take. You see, bless, break, give. When I consecrate, I say nearly the exact same 4 words. And when he, Mark, Matthew, them all, when they get to the Eucharist, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it. But he said one more thing. This is my body. So he prophesied on how he was going to take care of all his people till the end of time. How he was going to be with them, support them, love them, strengthen them, heal them. He took, he blessed, he broke, he gave. So it's a prophecy. And of course the gospel writers understood that. That's why they use the same words when they tell us about the Last Supper. They understood that. So now I think we can see maybe a little bit more clearly why the church has gospels like this now. As we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. Now, the reading, either I'm talking fast or I get a lot more done than I used to. Anyway, the reading is talking about love. And of course, there's a lot of emotions, you know, asserted, you know, sort of associated with love. And so we can get all gooey about this. But you know, love is a very severe discipline. It's wonderful. It's great. It brings more joy and produces more life than anything else. But it costs. It costs. It's not, it doesn't say, let us have nice emotions toward one another because nice emotions are of God. That's not what it says. It says, let us love one another because love is of God. Now when John says of, that's one of his favorite words, ek in Greek. Agape ek teu estin. It means it comes out of God. It belongs to God. Its source is in God. Love. And Mother Teresa tells the story. Oh, late in the evening, a woman came to her, carrying her baby, and said, Mother Teresa, I haven't eaten for 2 days, and neither has my baby. Do you have anything? Mother Teresa said, look, I got 1 bowl of rice in the house, but you can have it here. So she took it. You know what she did? She divided it in half and gave half to another woman in the same situation. That's love. That's love. If we want to learn how to love, you see, we have to kind of go sit at the foot of the cross and look and learn. Of course, it means the things we know, forgiving people, you know, going out of your way for people, you know, the old-fashioned stuff. We know that. But it's a fire that is at the very heart of God. He tells us here, love is of God. And he goes on to say, if you don't have love, you don't know God. because God is love. What does that mean? There is such an infinite, total, incredibly powerful gift of self that is the foundation of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It begins by the Father in a reckless act of love, giving himself totally to the Son. That's why there is one from all eternity, never a moment. I'm talking about this relationship which always, always, always existed. And the Son receiving it and giving it back to the Father. Total. That's what he did on the cross. He acted out that love. The world must know that I love the Father, and that as he has given command, that I do. Rise, let us go from here. I want the whole world to see how much I love the Father. So I'm going to stretch out my arms and die for him. And that's where you can see the Trinity. Look into that pierced heart of Christ, and there you will see the love between the Father and the Son, giving birth to the Holy Spirit.